Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. A little Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is here. He's our great member of our Brain Trust, our security expert. And he is the security advocate. He's VP of Soho Solutions. Scott, thanks again for being here. We're talking about ransomware. We're talking about the where folks, bad guys, probably from Romania or somewhere like that, China, Russia, somewhere like that, they find a way into your computer. Maybe you let them in. You actually might let them in through an email that you click on that you shouldn't have. Some kind of a file or something you click on that you shouldn't have, and they get control of your computer. They encrypt your information. Where you don't have access to it, and basically it's all automated, isn't it, Scott? I mean, it's basically where they don't even they may not even know that they've gotten a hit until you respond to them, right?
Well, the sheer numbers, honestly, they don't care.
Right.
They send out millions upon millions of these. Typically, they'll go out in spam emails. There are some which can hit you from browsing online if you're not careful about how you go about that.
Yeah.
Often they come through spam emails. When you open it up, this stuff gets into your system, and normally it's encrypting things in the background. And by the time the notice comes up demanding a ransom, your system's already locked up.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do. And they don't ask for that much, theoretically. It's not like they're asking for $20,000. It's normally a couple of bitcoins, which might be somewhere between $500 and $1,000.
Right.
That doesn't sound like so much for your
data. But the average person is going to say, where do I get a bitcoin?
Yeah. They give you instructions on how to do it. They're happy to make that part as easy
right.
as possible. But the numbers, the
Bitcoin is
just
digital currency. Bitcoin is cash equivalent, digital currency, ladies and gentlemen. So
exactly.
Go ahead. There's no serial numbers on Bitcoin. So
it's really hard to chase. And typically speaking, these, like you say, they originate often in Eastern Europe. So your top spots would be like Russia, Ukraine, thereabouts. And we don't have any treaties with them. We're not going to be able to get the criminals back here. There have been one or two instances where the FBI, working with international law enforcement, has taken down the actual servers,
mm-hmm.
which house the attack. But there's always a new one springing up 2 minutes later.
Right.
And the way this has increased so exponential, I'll give you an example. There are a number of different types. One of them is something called CryptoWall. CryptoWall, when it first came out a couple of years ago, version 1, generated about $18 million in profits. Mind you, this is all in these little $500 increments. Now, CryptoWall 3, which came out last year, has already generated to date $325
million. Wow.
Million. And mind you, CryptoWall 4 just came out this week and has some nasty new features.
Mm.
Now, one thing to keep in mind with something like this is there are things that you can try to do to protect yourself. And I highly recommend these. They're basic measures. They're not hard to do. But the attackers realize most people aren't going to bother because, well, whatever, my computer works. I don't have to think about it.
Right.
There are three basic steps. I'll give you a little detail on each one.
All right.
One is keep your software up to date.
Right.
Two is back up your systems. Three is treat any incoming messages you aren't inspecting as a potential attack.
Mm.
Now, with keeping your software up to date, the vast majority of malware, this includes ransomware and anything else, will target flaws in the software running on your system that have already been fixed. Updates have been sent out. Because when a manufacturer will fix a system, they put out release notes saying, hey, by the way, we fixed A, B, and C, which, of course, hackers look at, oh, okay, cool, I can attack A, B, and C because most people don't put the updates
right.
in place. So if your
so
software
Windows,
is up
when you,
to date,
when you get a chance to update Windows, when you get a chance to update a browser,
absolutely.
You should do automatic updates, shouldn't you?
Anytime it's available. Windows 10 has it automatically. A lot of software will have it. And there are certain third-party software systems which will update automatically for you. One I recommend is the Personal Software Inspector from a company called Secunia.
Mm-hmm.
It's Secunia. It's Secunia.com, and that's free. There's a commercial version which has a cost to it, but any individual computer can get the Personal Software Inspector free.
Secunia. Tell us again what that does.
It will basically go through all of the programs running on a Windows-based computer,
right.
And it will check to see if they're running the most up-to-date version.
And
if they're not...
And then, so you just need to go to secunia.com.
Yes, S-E-C-U-N-I-A.com. There are a few others out there. I tend to like that one.
Okay.
And the next one, we mentioned backing up your systems. You should have more than one version. Sometimes this is referred to as multi-tiered. Like, you have a hard disk, you also have the cloud, just in case something goes wrong with any of them. Just keep in mind, if this one of these attacks hits you, if you're set up properly, you basically go, ugh, jerks, and then your security guy comes in, wipes your system, takes this thing off, takes your backup, puts all the data back on your system, and you're good to go. Take a few hours. Done. But this is only if you're backed up properly. One thing you have to watch out for is if that backup is directly connected to your system, it can get hit as part of the attack as well.
Right.
A lot of IT people now tend to specialize in something called disaster recovery, where they'll offer that service, which is basically setting you up if a problem happens, and ransomware is one of those kinds of problems. By the same token, you can get hit with a flood, a tornado, locusts, you name it, anything that would knock your system offline, disaster recovery specialists will have you set up for this so you can basically be right back up and running with a minimal disruption, which is a key thing. Something like this wipes out all your data in today's atmosphere.
Right.
You could lose your business.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing to remember, folks. They're not looking for what's on your... They don't care what's on your computer. They only want to hit people who care enough about what's on their computer to pay a few hundred or $1,000 or so to get back control.
Exactly.
They're not interested in your proposal, so don't go thinking, well, I'm not important enough. They're going to leave me alone. Well, they're not going to leave you alone.
If only.
Yeah, right. Hold on that thought. Right back with Scott Arno. Stay with us. You marry a music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.